This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go. Got a lot going on in the world of sports. All eyes in the golf world. It won't be long. A lot of people will be arriving this weekend. PGA officials, whatnot, getting ready for the U.S. Open a week from this week. And in the meantime, what else is going on? We check in with our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Quite a golfer himself. You can see Jeff on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Jeff, the problem is you don't have much time to golf, but when I've seen you golf, you've been impressive, let's be honest.
Beyond the not having time, the swing issues, the not putting as well as I should, all that stuff, other than that, I'm great.
Super.
I tell you what, Larry, I was being at the Memorial yesterday and watching them on the range, you don't have to swing hard. You really don't. You watch them, it's so effortless, and it's part encouraging and part frustrating.
Right. And I know exactly what you're talking about. So there are a lot of amateur golfers out there that are excited about Oakmont because it makes some of these pros look sometimes like us.
Yeah.
It's that challenging.
And Larry, I went out there because it was a good test, because Jack Nicklaus tried to set up his course. He wants it to be like Oakmont. It's just, you can't make it to that level. But the rough was really thick. Guys, where a lot of the players there were saying, listen, this is as close a test as we can get for Oakmont. And you know who aced that test once again was Scottie Scheffler. And I'm telling you know what we're seeing, Larry, and this will be interesting for next week at the U.S. Open, is watch the crowds around Scottie. The crowds around Scottie were insane at the Memorial Tournament yesterday. It's going to be fun because now you're going to add Rory. People love to see DeChambeau. There's going to be some local connections. So I can't wait. Like you said, it's going to be awesome. And there are going to be some guys you'll see in town over the next few days that are in for practice rounds.
That said, Jeff, explain why an Open is different from what you typically see with a regular PGA tournament.
So, I mean, you and I could enter the U.S. Open and go through qualifying. Now, you have to have a certain handicap to be able to qualify, but any person can play in the U.S. Open. You have to play at a certain level. You go through a level of qualifiers, and the final one being today, And I think that is what makes it. You don't have to belong to a tour. You don't have to, you know, be in college. This is 100% wide open for anybody with an established handicap and someone obviously that can play the game at a high level, which that's why we do what we do, Larry.
That's correct. Talk about what they're doing, which is fun to watch too, especially this will be a record 10th U.S. Open, and no other course has hosted more than Oakmont, and all the fun things that come with people from all over the world getting a little flavor of Pittsburgh. That said, Neil Shipley, who was the low amateur last year at the Masters and the Open, is now a professional, but it doesn't look like he qualifies for the Open, correct?
He is at the Florida qualifier, and I'm not sure if that's today or if that happened. I honestly haven't looked, but there's some others. Mark Goetz from Greensburg, who played at West Virginia, he is going to be in Columbus today, going up against a number of PGA professionals trying to qualify. There are a couple of others. There's a freshman at West Virginia who is also a very good player who is out trying to qualify. And we'll see if any of those local connections are able to get there. There's another guy named Eric Cole who won the Führer, and he's on the PGA Tour. And it'd be interesting for him because he at least has a little better idea of what's going on with Oakmont than a lot of the professionals. It's interesting to hear them talk about it. You know, there's Brant Snedeker said, who's PGA pro yesterday, is like, the beauty, why he loves Oakmont and he's trying to qualify is that 30% of the players will be done the minute they walk onto that course because they'll see the conditions, it'll get in their head. And he says, you can eliminate 30% of the players. And Phil Mickelson has been that player before where it was just in his head. He never had a chance to win at Oakmont. Who's going to be mentally tough enough to be able to survive those conditions? That's who's going to win next week.
I remember the last Open at Oakmont with Angel Cabrera walking down with a cigarette in his hand.
Duck.
Yeah. That said, we're with Jeff Hathorn, our Odyssey sports director. So we ended OTAs for the Steelers. No big breaking news, and we haven't really heard a legitimate Aaron Rodgers sighting over the weekend, maybe at the George Strait, Chris Stapleton concert at Acrisure. But what's next for the Steelers?
One more week of OTAs, which start tomorrow. Those are also voluntary. And then next week, open week, that is mandatory minicamp. So that's when TJ would have to be there. That's when DK Metcalf would have to be there. Now, if they don't show up, I mean, the team could just say, oh, okay, you're good. You have an excused absence, whatever. Or they could fine them. But it is a mandatory week of work for those guys. Aaron doesn't have to be signed by then. I think there's a little bit of confusion. He doesn't have to be signed by then. I think the hope would be that he would be signed before next Monday and he would show up for minicamp and start to get to learn his teammates more than just a few passes in California.
Well, that said, yesterday I had a chance to sit down and watch from the fifth inning on the Pirates in San Diego, and Andrew McCutchen ties Roberto Clemente's Pirate home run record at 2-4. I mean, they're still behind Willie Stargell and Ralph Kiner, but that's rarefied air. And then they had a 4-1 lead. Then it was 4-2. In the seventh inning, the wheels came off. The two bullpen relievers could not throw a strike, and they ended up walking four guys. They lose the lead. And Greg Brown said on the broadcast that this may have been the most disappointing loss in Donnie Kelly's now short, time as the manager.
And Larry, that's coming off his most impressive win on Saturday, them having to overcome that umpire call and came out and played a complete game on Saturday. I mean, key hits, good defense, really good pitching. Bailey Falter has been unbelievable, or was in May. And, you know, they've had some good things. That was a rough one. Tanner Rainey was a big part of that.
It was awful.
It was a rough day. Yeah, I mean, the bullpen has been pretty good for the most part this year and in the last couple of games. It just, it's a bad day for a stinker because you could have come back home after winning the last homestand, winning a series in Arizona, and winning a series in San Diego. That would tell you you're playing some pretty good baseball. They still are, even with that loss in San Diego. And guess what? Paul Skeens tomorrow.
And it'll be summer-like temperatures with a high of 83, so you can actually go to PNC Park without a jacket. How about that? That's a significant turn.
That will be nice. That will be very nice. It's too hot.
That's coming too. It's going to be a busy few weeks for you, my friend. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you later this week.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
Jeff Hathorn, our Odyssey sports director, the hardest working man in sports in this town, truly. Ask anybody, all the talk show hosts and all that, hey, how many practices do you go to? How many of the press conference? How many interviews do you do off the field? How many games do you go to? Jeff does it all. From download the free Odyssey app, take us with you wherever you go. We'll keep you up to date with breaking news, weather information, and crystal clear digital audio. AUDACY. If you haven't done that, you're missing out. So Aaron, our Odyssey champion of May, did you hear about a big wedding? NFL superstar, quarterback of the Buffalo Bills.
And Haley Seinfeld.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Who is she? Because I know him, but who is she?
Right. She's an actress. She's been in numerous things, but she really is kind of, what do you call, she's an emerging star. She was just in Sinners, that movie with Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, that's the horror film.
Yes. She was just in that and did like a 2-3 week, maybe longer, promotional tour. Like a world tour. So fresh off of that, they got married pretty quickly. I think they got engaged like the very end of 2024, I believe.
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen and actor Haley Steinfeld have tied the knot. The Oscar-nominated actor wore a white strapless gown while the QB was in a black and white tux in the Southern California sun. The nuptials came less than a year after the couple got engaged, which happened during the Bills' bye week in November. In March, Allen signed a 6-year, $330 million contract extension. Matt Piper, CBS News.
$330 million contract extension. But is he happy?
He must be.
It's so mind-boggling. And here's the part, because you hear our brethren on 93.7 The Fan talk sports all day, right?
Right.
And a lot of their conversation is about the NFL, Steelers in particular, and the quarterback in particular.
Yes.
And the amount of money that is being thrown around in professional sports and now collegiate sports, too.
It's absolutely mind-boggling.
None of us can relate.
Mm-mm. My brother, who just graduated college a month or so ago, has a friend who graduated, but now he's committing to a school in the SEC. And he let my brother know what he signed for in college. It's just insane.
How much? Without using a name.
I mean, it's definitely, how much?
Seven figures, six figures.
Definitely really, really high six figure. I didn't even necessarily get a number, but just close to seven figures. And you're in college. It's kind of scary, honestly.
Well, and the difference, like Josh Allen.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
$330 million, 6-year extension. Now, the difference in the National Football League is a lot of those contracts aren't guaranteed. Like baseball, right. If you sign for $330 million in baseball and you trip and fall tomorrow, you get all the money.
Right. I did hear that about baseball.
In the NFL, they can give you, you hear the guaranteed money up front.
Right.
That's what it is.
And everything
but
else.
Beyond
is
that,
like,
they could cut you. Say if you suddenly can't play that well anymore, they can cut you and save back some of that money. But still.
So interesting, the whole process.
$130 million. What do you do with it? Like, I mean, I'm sure we all dream about it. You once in a while, you play the Mega Millions or Powerball. Mm-hmm. It's like $500 million. You go, oh. And
cross
you know what's
everything.
Funny is after it's gone, you know, somebody wins it. And you walk by and you see the sign there at the counter and it says $50 million. You go, ugh.
You just try and dream that you're in their shoes in that moment.
Yeah, but the opposite happens even to us.
Yeah.
So you're thinking, oh, I'll play when it's $500 million, but $50 million,
that's nothing.
I'd have to pay taxes.
Yeah. It's honestly just insane. Money's flying around everywhere in so many different ways. I think I saw a woman on maybe the Post-Gazette or the Trib locally win the lottery, and I just thought, here we go again. So it's all right, we'll just stream.
That said, I hope he's happy, Mr. Josh Allen. He is a talent, though.
I enjoy him as a quarterback. I really do.
And you fairly recently got into watching football.
Literally, I'm like, what's the big hype? And then I sit with my husband, I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I get it a little.
Is he quiet when he watches, your husband? Or
yeah, he does not. He's like, I don't need to talk about this. I just want to watch.
Keep quiet.
Yep.
All right, month of June this week marks the start of the Atlantic hurricane season. WWL Radio's Dave Cohen, who we've talked to many times, he's been living down there in New Orleans, and here's the update.
National forecasters came to New Orleans ahead of this season that marks the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina to reassure residents that federal budget cuts will not impact their tracking hurricanes, issuing life-saving information, and producing the most accurate forecasts ever.
So we're ready here at NOAA. Are you?
Weather Service Director Ken Graham urged everyone to prepare for an above-average level of tropical activity this season with rising sea surface temps and little wind shear expected. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
Coming up, we'll talk to Marty Griffin, 10 till 2. He's getting ready for his radio broadcast coming off a big graduation, Aaron. Marty presented me with a congrats, Chloe, his high school graduate who will be attending the University of Pittsburgh. See, he had special Sarah's Candy chocolate bars made.
I love those. And of course, it's the best chocolate around.
Yeah, Bill Sarah's. He represents generational family in Canonsburg, and they're great people. But I'm thinking we probably should have done this for you since you're our Odyssey champion of May. Congratulations, Aaron Farragonio.
Thank you so much. It's awesome. Love it here in our, what do you call it? The Aquarium of Misfit Toys.
No, the Island of Misfit Toys.
Yes.
The Aquarium is, so we have 5 radio stations. My nephew came to visit Friday, and I told him it's like going to the Aqua Zoo.
Truly.
As you can see in each aquarium, because we have big plate glass that faces the hall, and we're lined up 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5. And I said, just a different species in each one.
It's the coolest visual.
Kind of laughed about it. All right. Earlier this morning, we had a conversation with the National Weather Service because there have been so many. things starting in June. We had this really unusual end, wet and cold May. Then we have hurricane season beginning. We have Canadian wildfires and the haze that you'll see is due to that, plus the chance to see some northern lights. We talked about it all with meteorologist Andrew Kenzel.
Good morning.
We're talking the 80s this week.
Yeah, we certainly are. It's going to be a nice change of pace for us. Looks like we'll still be rather seasonable today before we jump up to the 80s towards tomorrow. And then we even have a shot at 90 degrees on Wednesday.
Wow, what a change, because there are some frost advisories, as you well know, in places north.
Yes, we do have frost advisories out across the region this morning, which looks like at least the latest frost advisory seen since the early 1990s. So very, very cool here to start June.
Yeah, and that said, we have another factor in those. Canadian wildfires are affecting and will affect our sunshine, right?
Yeah, so it looks like we've got a couple of big fires burning, mainly in Saskatchewan and Alberta up there in northern Canada. And that wildfire smoke is kind of pressing down over the upper Midwest and the Great Lakes. And it looks like it's going to start to impact our region mainly tomorrow. But you can still see the hazy skies today. So that might trim temperatures a little bit. Maybe if we didn't have the wildfire smoke on Wednesday, we might, you know, more easily hit 90. But still a nice warm up despite the hazy skies.
Yeah, it's been a while. And more importantly for many than that, we've had this incessant rain, too. It doesn't look like a whole lot of that till maybe later in the week.
No, it looks like we should have a couple of dry days here. With the warm-up, it'll certainly be a nice change of pace from what seems like been a kind of dull, dreary, and cold last several weeks.
And are you guys talking about the fact that I heard we may be able to see some northern lights?
Yeah, so right now we're seeing a little bit more solar activity. That there were some pretty widespread reports of northern lights. Obviously, in order to see that, you need some clear skies. It's kind of difficult to get down here in Pittsburgh just because we're a little bit further south. And especially with the haze at high levels, it might be a little bit difficult, but there could be a glow these next several nights.
Before you go, Andrew, the hurricane season has begun for the Atlantic. Any idea? I know that they put out kind of the prediction for hurricane season, whether it's going to be above or below normal. How's it look for 2025?
Yeah, so it looks like we actually have a pretty good shot of seeing an above average hurricane season, with at least a 60% chance of us seeing above normal. So it seems like the last several years we've seen, you know, pretty active hurricane seasons. Well, it looks like we're in taps for another one that could see a decent amount of named storms, with about 6 to 10 hurricanes expected in the Atlantic this season.
Andrew, a lot of information to unpack. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely.
Meteorologist Andrew Kenzel from the National Weather Service. Hurricane season, Aaron, do you want to know what the names are? Probably
of
before
course.
Too long, we're going to find out. Andrea or Andrea.
Andrea.
Andrea. Then Barry, Chantal, Dexter. Dexter sounds like...
That show.
That show. Where, mm-hmm. Wasn't he a serial killer?
Yeah, I think he... eats them. Second time today.
Women love these shows. Vampires.
Yeah.
Zombies. Serial killers. All right. So we have Andrea, Barry, Chantel, Dexter. And guess what's next?
What?
Aaron.
Wow.
E.
There you go.
R-I-N. So this is for you, Odyssey champ.
Hopefully we don't make it to that letter.
Really? By the way... let's see, followed by Ferdinand.
Yeah.
Fernand.
That's
it just says F-E-R Fernand.
Interesting.
Wait, F-E-R-N-A-N-D.
Yeah.
Fernand. It's not a Ferdinand, it's Fernand.
You're saying it right.
Gabriel Hedemberto. Imelda.
Lovely.
Jerry, Karen, Lorenzo. Mm. Which is my name in Italian.
Oh, perfect. So we're both featured.
Melissa and Nestor. That's as far as I got. So.
Wow. How about I didn't realize they have the names ready?
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's a little weather information you didn't know, but now
Yikes.
You do.
Wow.
Hurricane Aaron coming.
I learned something.
Soon. All right, coming up, we're going to check the latest on traffic. Some big news for a lot of people if you just joined us in spots, and then we'll check in with Marty Griffin coming up. Air chair, get Marty. Marty, you had a big weekend, big graduation for Chloe, your second oldest, second daughter.
There are times in our lives when we have to covet these family moments, because I was telling my kids this. It was a family reunion. All the kids were there, all the cousins. And, you know, as we get older, people spread out, people die. And the truth of the matter is, this is what it ends up being about, right? Pasta.
100%.
Meatballs, homemade pizza.
Come on, man. I saw the pizza truck. That looked awesome.
Unbelievable. And the thing about it is you reconnect with the feelings that matter most. And that's the feelings of love that you have for your family. And it kind of isolates you from the crazy stuff happening. Like, if you're Jewish, and God bless the Jews, I covet the people of Israel, their strength and their fortitude and the family values. But if I had a kid or a son who was a protester in favor of what's happening in Israel, supporting the Jews, I would tell them to stay away from any protests. Larry, come on.
Can be and has been deadly.
In my life, I've never seen anything so much hate in America directed at Jews. It's a hell of a time and a frightening time to be Jewish. And I know they want to protest. They want this war to end. I know they want peace. But man, what happened? Did you watch that stuff?
I did.
It's horrifying.
Something out of a movie where if you wrote it, you'd say, nah, nobody will believe that.
And we got to talk about, they're taking 400... Larry, this is insane. They're taking $400 drones, putting bombs on them in a friggin' camera, and blowing up $100 million Russian jets.
Yeah, how many of those bombers did they get?
40% of their Air Force. Their bombers, 40%.
In a day?
In a day. And the way they did it, the roof of a truck opens, the drones take off. We better wake up, because this is where war is at. Teenage boys building drones in their basements. This is a fact, and it's kind of crazy. I'm going to do something interesting on one of these ignorant podcast guys trying to bring back the word retard, which I find offensive and degrading and demeaning. And our parents told us long ago, go ahead, do that again. I'm going to put the soap in your mouth and then put my foot up your you-know-what. And this crap, that it's okay to start this crap again, it's kind of disgusting, Larry.
Coming up with Marty Griffin. Thanks, Marty. And thanks for the congrats, Chloe.
Oh.
Sarah's chocolate.
Sarah's
bar.
Candy, man. My boy, Billy.
It's good.
Delicious.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.